This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When you're in the need to know, our next guest all season long. I hope she knows that that's the plan. All season long, going to be joining us on Wednesdays. Today, we've got her at 3:20. You know her work from Cleveland.com. Ashley Bastock joining us on the fan hotline here. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Guys, of course I knew that's the plan. Come on, give me some credit here.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of like, I did ask her that, didn't I?
Yeah, give yourself some credit, Nick. Come on, what are we doing? You did. You asked me. We okayed it. This was weeks ago. We're all set.
I think that's the problem. I think the weeks ago is the part that my long-term memory's already kicked that one out. All right, so we had Myles Garrett at his press conference earlier today saying, the bar's never been higher, despite coming off 3-14 and having this quarterback room. And he didn't say that last part. I was editorializing it. But mentioning the Super Bowl's the goal, a Defensive Player of the Year award. I'm just curious your reaction when you heard those comments by Myles.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything particularly surprising. I think I've come to expect those talking points from Myles. And I mean, truthfully, the last few years, he is in the Defensive Player of the Year award conversation anyway. But I do think ever since they agreed to this contract, that really just even more so has been the messaging around Myles about, you know, because of the historic nature of this deal they gave him, expecting even more out of him. And I think this idea of expecting even more out of himself has been a narrative that Myles has perpetuated over the last couple of years. And I do think it is important to hear him say those things this year, though, just knowing that we're coming off of what was at times kind of a bitter negotiating tactic, if we want to call it that, before he agreed to this contract extension. So I do think hearing that sort of focus from him, that sort of optimism from him, was really important for his teammates even, and I guess just the overall morale after he went through a trade request, you know, and moving past it. And by all accounts, it seems like everyone has, but I think these are the kind of moments that help you as a team and your teammates move past it too.
Did you find it interesting he didn't really want to dig into the quarterback battle at all, when, again, that you made that such a priority in talking about why he signed the deal and this big plan, and then he kind of went Switzerland on it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of interesting with Myles, because you can get either real version of him at the podium. Like, I think now, where maybe in years past he would be a bit shyer or a bit more quiet, when Myles has something to say, he tends to say it. But also, at the same token, I think when it comes to internal things like this, like position battles especially, he doesn't tip his hand too often. You're not really going to know what he's thinking, or he's going to be very coy about it. So I don't know that I expected him to come out and say anything groundbreaking when it came to the quarterbacks today. But, you know, we'll get to a point if we do hear something like that from him in this camp. I think it'll certainly be significant, anything he says about these quarterbacks going forward. But I think with Miles, that's just kind of like the two versions of Miles Garrett in terms of these podium interviews that you get at this stage of his career.
Ashley, the Browns obviously not back at the Greenbrier this year, so no Greenbrier waltz for any of us. I will ask, though, beyond that, are they making changes? Are they approaching this camp differently than previous years, given they're coming off 3-14, and given there is some skepticism with I think Vegas has got them at about a 5.5 win team right now?
Yeah, I think they are. I'm actually planning on writing something about that a little bit today, but I do want to watch them practice first. They don't practice until later in the day today. We're not going to be out there until after 4 o'clock watching them. But it just seems like even in the spring, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before, we saw more team and competitive periods in the spring. I asked Denzel Ward and Miles Garrett about that today, and they said the intensity seems heightened. You know, I think it's even significant that we got the list of the guys going on PUP yesterday and the injury lists, and there were really only three guys, David Bell, Mike Hall Jr., and Deshaun Watson. I mean, in the last couple of years, those lists have been lengthier. They've been really, really careful if anybody comes in with tweaks or anything. So maybe they are just healthier this year, or maybe you have guys who, you know, have whatever, a little something going on that are going to push through it. We won't really know until we talk to these guys one by one. But I think already that is a difference. And I think what we saw in the spring in terms of competitive periods was a big change, which leads me to believe we're going to see maybe more of that early on in camp, and them being less conservative in that way.
Yeah, Ashley, I think most years a lot of people that are in the media or cover the team, you know, they just remind the fans like, hey, listen, during joint practices or OTAs or even some of the practices coming up here with training camp getting underway, like, don't just take it with a grain of salt. But this is a unique situation. Like, we've never seen a four quarterback battle before, at least I can't remember one. And so it feels like for the quarterbacks and maybe even some of the other positional battles, maybe we can take something away from this. Are you taking anything away from some of these practices?
Yeah, you know, I think with the quarterbacks in particular, but you can talk about it with other positions too, like edge rusher, left tackle, even though I pretty much think that is Dewan Jones's job at this point. I think what I always like to say is the Browns might not want to reveal a lot to us, but the reps don't lie. Like, I think that is going to determine a lot of what we think about where this quarterback battle stands, where other position battles stand. You know, I think about the defensive line. Like, if I'm seeing Alex Wright out there taking a majority of those snaps opposite of Miles Garrett with the first team, I'm going to assume that means that he is leading the way for that second starting edge rusher job right now. And same thing with the quarterbacks. You know, we talked about in the spring when you have three guys on one field and Shedeur Sanders on another field working through different things and working with the reserves, like, that tells us something, even if they don't want to show their hand and be secretive about where things stand. So for me, it is really all about those reps, watching the two spotting they're doing with those quarterbacks, who's going with what team, who's getting first team reps. Those things to me kind of matter the most, especially at this early stage. And I really think they're going to matter that joint practice week with Philly in about 3 weeks. Because by that point, I think you're gonna, if you're the Browns, have to have a good idea of who is getting those prime reps going against another team, a really good team, in those joint practices.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Browns reporter on the Fan Hotline here, joining us as she will every Wednesday throughout football season. So given the win total that Vegas has put out there, given they're coming off a 3-win season, and given the quarterback room and maybe a little bit of the fact that it might be a little uninspiring for people, I'm talking about me, should we grade Kevin Stefanski on a curve this year given all of that?
Yeah, you know, I think yes. Like, this is an interesting spot to be in for this team, for Kevin Stefanski, for Andrew Berry. And I'm sure you guys get asked a lot about this too, and their job security. And it's like, well, the way you've heard Jimmy Haslam and this organization talk about the quarterback situation, and obviously knowing what that room looks like, they are in a tough spot this year that I do think requires being graded on a curve. And at the same time, you know, things can change on a dime in the NFL. And if you start losing games and you start, you know, with a pretty bad record, then it's a never say never sort of situation in terms of job security. And I think it would be for anybody in that situation. But I do think, like, knowing especially, hey, this team's going through a 4-team quarterback battle. They didn't take a quarterback high in this year's draft. They weren't super aggressive in the free agent market necessarily either, and it's hard to be with that position anyway. It does, I think, for me personally mean, hey, like, you have to consider everything, take everything with a grain of salt in terms of what their record winds up being, and consider that a good quote-unquote year might look a little bit different in terms of number of wins.
Are you expecting the best, or are you bracing for the worst with the Browns this year?
I would say probably closer to bracing for the worst, like a little bit. You know, last year I picked them to win 11 games, I want to say. Right now, I think 5.5 wins sounds a little low to me. I would maybe bump it up to 7 or so, just because, like, I think we've seen in quote-unquote down years under Kevin Stefanski, it is right around that 7-9 win mark and not making the playoffs. And I do think last year, for many reasons, was somewhat of an anomaly, but I do think there's just, it's hard in the NFL when you don't have a sure answer at quarterback. And if you're having a 4-guy position battle, you obviously don't have a sure answer. So that to me is difficult, combined with the difficulty at the beginning of the schedule. First 6 games, you're playing all 3 division teams, and you're playing the 3 best NFC North division teams, and that was arguably the best division in football last year. So it's not going to be an easy path. And I think that, more than anything, is kind of leaning me towards a bit more pessimistic outlook on the season. And really the focus being, what can you learn about your quarterback room this year to prepare for the draft next year when you have 2 first round picks?
Ashley, I'm staring at the Browns' 3rd helmet. We have it right here in studio. I gave it a 7 out of 10 on first glance. Now that I see it in person, like, a little bit more. It should be noticed. I don't have fashion sense, so that should also be thrown in there for anybody out there who's already outraged at what I'm saying. 1 to 10 scale, what are you grading the 3rd helmet?
Well, I haven't seen it in person yet, so that's kind of difficult for me to give an accurate rating, but I can give you my take, which is I never get fired up about uniforms or helmets ever, so I guess I'll give it like a 6. I don't know. Like, I truly, I like to think I do have an interest in fashion, but for whatever reason, My hot take is I don't really care about jersey or helmet reveals. So I don't know why I'm like that. I always have been. I have this discussion every year with people when they ask me about a new jersey or a new helmet. I typically land on, I don't really care either way, but sure, it looks great. Like, let's give it a 6. Let's give it on the optimism side of the scale.
Oh, by the way, JP's the exact same way. He's been indulging me all day long, and I appreciate that. Ashley, great stuff. We appreciate you. Please get to the bottom of whether the person that fell off the float into Lake Erie during the big reveal of the, whether that was staged or real.
I called it out as staged instantly, Ashley.
I think it's real. I feel empathy for that person.
I think it's real, too. I'm with Nick on this.
How do you make it go viral, Ashley? It's not just unveiling it as the Browns helmet.
Look at the unis. Or look at the mascots. The mascots look incredibly troubled.
They couldn't be in on it. It's the only way you make it. You got to make it seem authentic.
Ashley, great stuff. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ashley Bastock there, Cleveland.com on the Fan Hotline. She'll be joining us all football season long. You heard it here. You heard it with her. During Wednesdays, throughout football season there, we will have Kevin Stefanski's presser at the end of this hour before practice, which I found out after my big fat mouth said the opposite earlier in this segment, but we'll react to what Ashley had to say. And just Camp Cupcake being a thing of days past. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.